Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com.
Thunder and Lightning Live, Super Talk Mississippi here at SEC Media Days in Tampa. It's Mississippi State's day at SEC Media Days. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about Kelly Jones. You're going to hear from him in just a few minutes here on the show. This is a man who knows a thing or two about playing at the defensive back position and being out there on the island. That's Brian McFadden, former All-American at Florida State, longtime NFL, Steelers and Cardinals, and now working with CBS Sports. And Brian, let's start with just some SEC stuff here today as we're wrapping things up. LSU and Texas, those are two teams that are going to be in the mix. You know, I think Texas is a championship contender. I think LSU is certainly a playoff contender, and if things go right for them, they could be in the national championship mix. Both of those teams are extremely talented. What do you like the most about the Tigers and the Longhorns?
Well, I'll highlight the Longhorns first and foremost. Yeah. The continuity they have, you know, especially on the offensive side when you talk about the quarterback. If you're telling me the Arch Manning that we watched the second half of the season is going to surface throughout the entirety of 2026, good luck the rest of the SEC. Because what he displayed in the second half was outstanding, right? And the thing about Arch, he's a superior athlete at the quarterback position. Oftentimes, I think we kind of overlook the athleticism, the mobility, the ability to become a plus one in the running game at any given time. And he was throwing the football with more confidence, and they brought in an array of talent. You know, when you look at Cam Coleman, they took from got from Auburn.
Oh, they took. Let's be honest.
Yeah. I've tried to be nice with it. But we know the reality. But you talk about Cam, he could potentially be one of the best wide receivers in the SEC. So the Longhorns, man, they're ready to rock and roll. Yeah. They're ready to rock and roll. And then when you look at LSU, the expectations are very, very high, right? They didn't have the overall success that Texas had, but they have the same expectations Texas have coming into this season because of the amount of money they spent bringing in Lane Kiffin, adding to his staff, you know, having one of the more praised transfer portal classes in all of college football, and bringing in Sam Leavitt, who they gave a boatload of money to play like a Heisman type player. So the expectations are very, very high in Baton Rouge, and is up the lane to deliver like he did at Ole Miss.
You played at a program where expectations are always going to be high. Yeah. LSU, you just mentioned expectations there. How do players manage expectations? Do they just take it game by game, or does the weight of coming into the season, expecting to be in the playoff, expecting to be in a national championship race, does that weigh on a player?
It can if you overthink it. I think in terms of pressure, pressure is what you make it to be. If you overthink something, you're going to put more pressure on yourself, and oftentimes that creates a sense of nervousness. But if you take it game by game and you prepare the right way and you go out and you play football the right way and play hard, everything will work itself out. You know what I mean? And just do your job. Don't do someone else's job. Do your job and understand there's no job too small.
That's good. That's good. That's good advice there. That's
so like no job too
small. The gospel according to McFadden right there. I like that.
Yes, sir.
When we think about the other teams that we've seen this week, you know, I think that Alabama is a team that, you know, has that weight of expectation as well. I think obviously Georgia is going to be right there in that discussion. Who's a team that maybe we're not expecting to be in this discussion, to be for the playoffs or maybe in the championship race, that could step up and do that?
I got one for you.
Go.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Auburn.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm saying Auburn, you talked about a team no one is really expecting to be in that conversation. I think they could be that team because they have a quarterback.
Right.
Right. Byron Brown might be the best dual threat quarterback in the SEC. And that says a lot when you look at Marcel Reed being in the SEC. You look at Trinidad Chambliss. But just the physical ability he has when he becomes a runner is felt. Not to mention he's throwing the football well. He has really improved as a passer. And their defense, retaining DJ Durkin was probably the best move Alex Golish made when he became the head coach, because the continuity and just the structure they had defensively and the way they play was felt. They just couldn't score any points.
Right.
Their offense was anemic. They had no pulse.
Right.
So if you're telling me their offense can be better, can be more consistent and score points, not rely on field goals or punts, their defense is going to live up to the billing. That could be a team that can really open some eyes. And get this, week three, they're at home against Florida.
Right.
And it might not be a big game, right? But if they show up against the Gators at home, that will provide confidence, and who knows?
Week three and week four are so interesting. Everybody's focused on LSU Ole Miss in week three. I get that. But you just mentioned a big game there. Also in week three, you've got South Carolina, Mississippi State, two teams that want to advance this year.
Yeah.
Huge game there. And then week four, I've been saying this for a while. You've got LSU, Texas A&M, and Florida Ole Miss.
Mm.
I think the emotions of whatever happens in Oxford, win or lose, is going to carry over for both teams into those next week matchups.
Yeah.
So we could get out of September and have complete chaos in the SEC.
I'm all for it.
I know you are.
I'm all for it.
Let's talk a little bit about Mississippi State. And you mentioned you think Byron Brown's going to be one of the best dual-threat quarterbacks in the conference. Mississippi State's got a guy that would like to talk to you about that, and Kamario Taylor.
I'm sorry, Kamario.
An absolute physical
phenomenon,
but the experience level isn't there for him. How quickly can a young quarterback pick things up in that way? You know, his first start of the season is only his third start.
Yeah.
But how quickly does a young, inexperienced quarterback become a young, experienced quarterback?
Well, you got to trust the system, and there lies the ability for coaching to do what they've been paid to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because to your point, you don't question his athleticism.
No.
He looks the part.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys you want to get off the bus first.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you don't question that element. You question the element for Kamario. Just make routine plays happen routinely.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Mike Tomlin needs to tell us in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you to go out and make heroic plays or these unbelievable, entertaining plays.
Right.
If you make the routine plays happen routinely, we're going to be in positions to win ball games. Hint, a simple out route. Go through your drop, bam, make it. A simple curl route, slant route, rhythm-like throws. Make those plays happen routinely. I think oftentimes coaches and fans, they get mesmerized with the big plays. Those are not what get you in positions to win ball games. It's the routine plays happen routinely. When you look at Pat Mahomes, you know he has the ability to give you the entertaining, but he makes the routine things happen routinely.
Yeah.
That's what he needs to do.
On the defensive side of the ball, Mississippi State bringing back Zach Arnett,
that
3-3-5 system, that puts corners out on the island a lot of times, where I know a lot of cornerbacks want to be. When you are in a system like that, you know, how important is attitude about being a cornerback, of the mentality of, I'm out here by myself, I've got to do it?
Well, me personally, I come from a mentality, regardless of the system, your attitude got to be throwed off.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you play defense, you got to be willing to eat some pencils. Yeah, you got to be willing to eat some pencils
like
at
that.
Any given time. That's how you got to play football.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can't be out there timid, hesitant. You got to be willing to play full speed every step of the way. That's just where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you talk about being a part of a 3-3-5, you know, my logic when it comes to that system, if you're going to run that system, your D lineman better be hell.
Yeah.
Especially that nose.
Mm-hmm.
He better be a man mover, right? Because you're limited with bodies, and you have more little guys on the football field than anything. But in terms of the secondary play, I come from an area where you got to be willing to eat pencils. If you don't want to eat no pencils in my secondary, if I was a coach, I can't do nothing with you.
Well, I don't know if Kelly Jones would say I'd like to eat pencils, but he strikes me as a pencil eater.
I like Kelly.
Well, here's what I've said about him. I remember when he was recruited to Mississippi State, and you see a kid who's like 6'4" and 195 pounds come out of high school, you think he'll end up a linebacker. He's 6'4", he's got the big frame. There's not a lot of 6'4" cornerbacks out there. I think about a guy like, you know, a Randy Moss or a Calvin Johnson. If you could be 6'4" and match up with those guys with the athleticism, we got about a minute and a half left. Give me the scouting report for you on Kelly Jones.
Is this a Mississippi State-based radio? What are we doing?
Well, yeah, yes, it is.
If Kelly is listening to me, please take it seriously. Mm-hmm. Take the game seriously. You have an opportunity to make a boatload of money. I don't know what he's making NIL-based, but what he has, he is the Sauce Gardner of college football.
Wow.
He is rangy. He is lengthy. If I didn't know any better, I thought if he stood up straight, he can scratch his ankles without bending over. He has long arms.
Yeah.
That's a serious attribute to have. And the thing I love about him, the development. I watched him a year ago. My favorite game from Kelly was Texas.
Yeah.
At home, Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. He broke off on a 7-cut. It was a scissors concept. Number one ran a post. Number two ran a 7-cut, which is a corner route. He was covering the post route, but because he had disciplined eyes, he was able to come off on the post and intercept the 7-cut. You don't usually see that in college football. Mm-hmm. That's league-like play. That's league adjustment. Great eyes. The athleticism is there, and he's a willing participant in the running game. Those are the guys I like, and he's 6'4", 197. Yeah. I don't know how fast he is. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I can tell you this much. If he take it serious this year, he would be a top 10 pick. Now, I'll say that not knowing his 40 time. Now, if he go out there and run 4.7, 4.8, then, of course. You
right.
Know,
but well, I'm just talking about. You're just watching him play, though. He seems fast enough.
Go back and watch that Texas game.
Yeah, I was there, yeah.
You were there, so you know I'm not lying.
You're not making this
up. If I'm lying, tell me shut up.
I won't.
All right, then.
I do have to tell you to shut up.
I'm nothing but
the segment's almost over.
I'm a vessel, and I'm here to preach the good football gospel.
I love it. Brian McFadden, CBS Sports, NFL legend,
Kelly,
Florida State
listen
legend.
To him. Get this to Kelly.
I'll get
Please
it to him.
Take it serious.
Well, I'm going to talk to him, and we'll make it happen.
He here?
He'll be here tomorrow.
I got to talk to Kelly. I'm a fan of Kelly. We got to set that up.
We'll set it up.
Yes.
Thunder and Lightning. We'll be back in just a minute.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.